daily life, we get so used to the unconscious or the subconscious behaviors, the samskaras, which flow automatically.
Yeah.
In those cases, how do we know whether we're not even thinking all the time whether I'm doing anything by my will or divine will?
This is what I try to explain in today's talk. If we consciously cultivate the right way of life in the waking state, that influences our dreams, isn't it?
Yes.
Slowly, maybe the samskaras will be working. What is a samskara? Is it falling from the sky or have we consciously cultivated? Now undo them. And that doing has been taking place in the waking state, isn't it? So the undoing also has to be done through the that gradually. Don't expect overnight you will be having divine dreams. If we don't have devilish dreams, we should be thankful.
Yes, sir.
So this is how waking state is the foundation for dream state. Dream state, if you have a good dream state, will your deep sleep will be better or worse? This is how dreams influence the deep sleep. And deep sleep state, when you have wonderful restful sleep, your body gets up. And don't you experience a joy? Instead of getting up, what is called a tired body, tired eyelids are drooping all the time, which we try to drive away with raw coffee drink. So every state influences the other state. That is a wonderful psychological truth you have to keep in mind. So this is how, let us focus on the waking state and slowly transformation will come. That is why Sri Ramakrishna asked M, do you dream? And when he told some Brahmin, I have seen crossing the ocean, what was Sri Ramakrishna's exclamation? It is time for you to adopt to a spiritual life, because you want unconsciously to cross the Bhavasagara. Bhavasagara Tarana Karanahe. Have you heard that song?
Yes.
This is the answer to your question.